Inshallah, we'll start our Arabic khutbah in a few minutes, inshallah. Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyi'ati a'malina. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم بارك لنا في رجب وشعبان وبلغنا رمضان أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Let's read Durood Sharif. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka Hamidum Majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka Hamidum Majid. Respected elders and dear listeners, in our last session we were discussing the importance of Hijri calendar. And now just a couple of days back, we started a new year. And mashallah, every one of us, we knew that we are starting a new year, and it's January, isn't it? Everyone knew that. But let me ask, not you, myself, how many of us are even aware that along with January, we have also started a new Islamic month. Not a year, a new Islamic month. And that is the month of, anyone? The month of Rajab. The month of Rajab. So today is the 3rd of Rajab. We all know that we've started January, but we've also started the month of Rajab. Right? And in our last session, we were discussing the importance of our Hijri calendar, which begins with the month of Muharram, and it ends on the month of Dhul-Hijjah. And we spoke about why is it important for us to know our Hijri calendar. And we need to know the history behind it as well. Where did it all begin from? We spoke that, you know, when the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, obviously he was born in Makkah Mukarramah. From there on, by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he migrated to Medina Munawwara. Right? And in those days, when Hijri calendar was not established, it wasn't established yet, the way they used to mark the year was based on some, major incident that occurred. Major incident. So say for example, something occurred in a year, so they would say, oh, this is the year of that incident. For example, Aamul Fil, the year of the elephant. If a major incident occurred, they would just indicate that year towards that incident. Right? So that's how it used to go on. And it was just around about 16 years after the migration of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to Medina Munawwara, during the time of Umar radiallahu an, that's when Umar radiallahu an, he decided that, you know what, we need our own calendar, our own identity. Right? Like how the other Persian and the Romans, they've got their own ones, so we need to have our own one as well. Because of some incident that occurred. So now he consulted all the companions. He said, alright, where should we begin with then? If we need to have our own identity, where should we start from? Should we start from the birth of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? There was an opinion. Someone said that, oh, we should start from the year when the da'wah began, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam started calling people towards Islam. This is where we should start our Hijri calendar from. But then Ali radiallahu anhu, and then it was all agreed upon that we should begin our Hijri calendar from the year when the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam migrated from Makkah Mukarramah to Medina Munawwara. Because that was the time when haqq and batil were separated. When the truth and falsehood were separated. So they began the year, the Hijri calendar year, from the year the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam migrated from Makkah Mukarramah to Medina Munawwara. But obviously it was later on, so then they had to backdate it from the time the migration was done. So it was around 16 years after that. So this is a brief history, obviously, and then there was a mashwara as well, that where should we begin our month from? And then it was agreed upon that we should begin our month from the month of Muharram. Because when people go for Hajj, they will return back as a new life. They've got a new life, they've got a new beginning. So we begin our new year from the month of Muharram. So nonetheless, this is the month of Rajab. This is the month of Rajab. And you know what? The Hijri calendar is not just a calendar. It's our identity. It's part of our identity. And we need to know, firstly, you know, we need to know the importance of this. And we need to also educate ourselves and our kids with the importance of the Hijri calendar. See, alhamdulillah, I'm not saying to use the Gregorian one is najais. I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying is, we need to give this importance as well to our Hijri calendar. Because it is linked with our history. It's linked, and it's got connection with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam's the whole history. If you go and read the history, you'll find, oh, this happened in the first year of Hijrah, this happened in the second year of Hijrah, the third year of Hijrah, the fourth year of Hijrah. It will link us to our history. It's connected with our history. And not just that much, but it also connects us to our own ibadat as well, our own worshipping. See, alhamdulillah, we are all believers. And once we have believed, once we have brought iman, we need to start doing acts of ibadat as well, worshipping. Right? And there are so many acts of ibadat, it's connected with our Hijri calendar. Connected with our Hijri calendar. And I'm sure we know that, for example, the Ramadan, right? The month of Ramadan, it will begin by sighting the moon, and it will end by sighting the moon. We do Eid by sighting the moon, right? People go for Hajj, it's on the moon as well. And, you know, the age of puberty, becoming baligh. One is that if you see the signs of becoming baligh, and the other thing is if you don't see the signs of becoming baligh, when are you baligh? So the months, it will be calculated through our Hijri calendar. Paying our zakat, every year we have to give our zakat. So that annual year, the anniversary day of zakat, will be calculated based on our Hijri calendar. Right? So there are so many ibadah that we do, it's all linked with our Hijri calendar. Right? So we need to know the importance of this, the importance of Hijri calendar, and we need to educate ourselves and the kids with the Hijri calendar. So nonetheless, we were speaking about that this is the month of Rajab. This is the month of Rajab. And today is the 3rd of Rajab. And the Islamic, the Hijri year is 14. Anyone? 14? 46, mashallah. 1446. This is our Hijri calendar year. Right? So that means that this is how many, that's how many years the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has happened of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam migrating from Makkah Mukarramah to Medina Munawwara. Right? So 1446 and the 3rd of Rajab. And this month is a special month. It's because this is one of the four sacred months. One of the four sacred months. And remember, it's upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make something or some place or someone special. وَرَبُّكَ يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيَخْتَارُ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides, you know, He chooses what to make special and what month to make special, what days to make it special, what people to make it special and mubarak. This month is one of the four sacred months. And the reason it's sacred is because of two reasons. Number one is, it's unlawful to initiate war in this month, to start the war in this month. And secondly, is because this is the month which is closer to the month of Ramadan. Very closer. Very, very close. So, you know, I'm sure we all speak about this, that life goes so fast. We just ended our previous Ramadan and we're about to begin our next Ramadan. Right? That's how fast the life is. And my brothers and, you know, this is what we need to understand, that when we speak these type of sentences, right? Oh, life goes so fast. It's a very, very true and big reality for me and you, that when life is going so fast, we're also moving with life. Right? We're also growing up. We're also going towards our grave, towards our hereafter. So, it's very short. The life is very, very short. We need to make sure that we have done something for our akhirah. So, Rajab is a very close, is about 2 months until Ramadan. And we need to start preparing for the month of Ramadan from now on. You know, the scholars, they say, the month of Rajab is the month of planting the seed. The next month is the month of Sha'ban. And that's the month that when we water those plants, you know, those seeds that we've put in, we water it in the month of Sha'ban. And the month of Ramadan is the time when we reap those fruits that we have sown in. That's the month of Ramadan. But see, you know, unfortunately what happens is we don't prepare, we do not look forward for the month of Ramadan, and we just keep on waiting. Oh, when Ramadan begins, we'll start doing everything. And then what happens is we come to the masjid 3, 4, 5 days, 1 week, 2 weeks, and then we see the masjid is empty. Why? Because we have lost that motivation. We haven't started it well in advance. This is that month that we need to start preparing for the month of Ramadan as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us all reach the month of Ramadan with afiyah and iman. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the barakah with this month, the special months that are going on. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us all steadfast on deen. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.